Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska State Troopers were notified of a single vehicle rollover collision in Soldotna on Saturday, July 17th at 3:38 in the morning. Troopers responded and discovered three individuals at the scene of the collision. The driver reportedly fled on foot prior to the arrival of the Alaska State Troopers. Two of the passengers sustained minor injuries and were transported to an area medical facility for treatment. A third passenger, identified as 27-year-old Samuel Helmuth of Idaho, was deceased, according to the online trooper dispatch. At 5:30 in the morning, troopers located the driver, identified as 50-year-old David Casey of Soldotna, a short distance from the scene of the crash. Casey was arrested and was taken into custody without incident. He was remanded at Wildwood Correctional Center on multiple charges, including second-degree murder, two counts of third-degree assault, driving under the influence, fourth-degree misconduct involving weapons, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of a fatality accident. Next of kin were notified. Rising COVID-19 case numbers across the Kenai Peninsula is leading South Peninsula Hospital in Homer to restrict hospital visitation. Visitors will not be permitted until further notice, with exceptions for pediatric and OB patients only. Entrance for anyone with appointments and anyone seeking care reportedly is still allowed, but there will be door screening and masks will be required. Dr. Ann Zink, Chief Medical Officer for the state of Alaska, said in a recent COVID Science Echo,
"Unfortunately, we're on our fourth week now of increased cases across the state, and we're seeing a bit more orange and a bit more red in that state than we had previously. So as we've noticed, they've been an increase. We're going to get our case count out today, but it's the first time in quite a while that I've seen a triple digit day. So bummer to see those cases get coming up, but it continues to be very encouraging to see the vaccines holding well against severe disease. So again, you can see that slight increase in July, nothing to compare to what we were back in October, November of last year, but starting to move in that upward trajectory right now as a state as a whole."
According to the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, the current statewide alert level, based on the average daily case rate of over 14 days per 100,000, is high at 12.7 cases per 100,000. Five regions of the state are listed as being in high alert status with widespread community transmission. Among those regions in the state in high alert status are the Kenai Peninsula Borough, which is seeing 18.70 cases per 100,000. And according to the 14-day case rate, all three regions of the Kenai Peninsula are listed as being in the red category, according to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's COVID-19 dashboard. The Central Peninsula, listed as high in the red category with 84 cases over 14 days. Southern Peninsula, red category, 56 cases over 14 days. Eastern Peninsula, red category, 14 cases. 56% of Alaskans aged 12 and older have received their first vaccine dose. 52% of Alaskans aged 12 and older have been fully vaccinated. And 44% of the Kenai Peninsula region are listed as fully vaccinated. In June, Alaska's congressional delegation rebuked the Biden administration for suspending all oil and gas leases for portions of the non-wilderness coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, pending the outcome of another environmental review. Last week, Congressman Don Young joined the online public policy platform A Starting Point to defend Alaska's energy sector against misinformation. He was joined in the discussion with Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. Young talks about why the Biden administration suspended oil drilling leases in Anwar.
Biden did what the environmental community, which has his ear, what they wanted to do, and we're going to court over it. He just did something I don't think is correct, but it was a political decision made by an interest group.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.